The staff veterinarian for Organic Valley Farm says balanced soils and the concentration on forage for bovines leads to better health. Dr. Paul Detloff of Arcadia says an entirely organic diet doesn't guarantee an organic bred cow won't get mad cow disease, but he says it certainly narrows the chance. Detloff says the discovery of mad cow disease in a Washington state cow leaves organic farmers concerned what it will do to the entire beef market.
The problem is that a lot of society is non-agricultural oriented, and they think every hamburger in the world is tainted now and they're going to die. And that's completely false.
Detloff says organic farmers may fare better in the scare because many people think organically raised animals are healthier. The vice chair of the National Organic Standards Board agrees. Jim Riddle of Winona, Minnesota, also says animal feed is a major concern. Feeding of brain and spinal cords to cattle is strictly forbidden by the federal government, but Riddle says more attention needs to be paid to what's in feed for calves.
We produce feeds for cattle, but they also produce pork feed, poultry feed, pet food, and they don't necessarily clean out equipment between batches. There's no mandatory HACCP type system or ISO type system where they have to document their clean out to prevent commingling or contamination between batches.
While Riddle is concerned feeding blood products to calves could spread mad cow disease, Wisconsin Agriculture Department spokesperson Terry Burkhart says there's no scientific proof of that. Sandra Harris, Wisconsin Public Radio.